morning for Marianne?
Yep.
All right, have you been here before?
Yeah.
Marianne fails is getting her very first coronavirus test. After waiting in line for more than an hour at the Moorpark College drive-through testing site, it's her turn. Test site worker Christian LaFay hands a small package through her car window.
So I'm going to give you this vial here and the cotton swab. Remove this from the paper, go up into your nose as high as you can, and do circles for 10 seconds on each side.
On each side.
When you're done, unscrew the lid, put the tip of the swab down into the vial, and then screw it back on.
The Simi Valley woman gives herself the test, first sticking a swab up one nostril and then the other, and then hands the vial back to the test site worker.
You can just drop it right in the bag there.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll text you the results in 1 to 2 days.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What was the experience like for Fails?
It was okay. Well, I did it, so I don't know. I hope I did it deep enough. I was with somebody that has been tested positive of COVID.
Are you worried?
Well, I don't have any symptoms, so I'm not really worried, but I just wanted to make sure.
Ventura County's COVID-19 test sites are the busiest they've been since first opening 8 months ago. The county will pass the 250,000 test mark this weekend. Linda Bays manages the Ventura County Healthcare Agency's testing program.
We've definitely doubled. This Moorpark site ran 1,535 tests in one day. That's double than what we were seeing in earlier months, where our max days were like 700. I think the community has gotten the word that testing's important for many reasons. They're coming out. It's just exactly what we want.
Patrick Maynard, who's director of Ventura County's Office of Emergency Services, believes a combination of things is fueling the interest in getting tested.
Of course, the prevalence rate of COVID-19 in our county is rising. It's rising across our country and throughout the world. So we're seeing that, and I think that is definitely a driving factor. A lot of people have travel in mind the next week or so, with Thanksgiving right around the corner. So I think that's driving folks in. And then I think the real big one that we've been doing here locally the last week is just challenging Ventura County residents to come out and get tested, and Ventura County has responded.
Christian LaFay is an emergency medical technician working at the Moorpark test site. He says it's been on stump for the last week.
We've been getting just a lot busier every day. The last couple days we've had to turn people away at the end of the day just because of how long the line's going, but it's been getting a lot more crowded.
While there's some people here getting tested for the first time, Jim Cowan of Moorpark has done it so many times, he could probably recite the instructions by heart.
This is my 7th time. It went well.
Your 7th time? So you're taking this seriously.
Well, I have someone at home with who's at risk, and I'm out and about and working, so, and traveling. Yeah, I think it's the right thing to do.
Do you feel like most people are taking it seriously now, or?
I feel most people are, but there's still a number of people who just think that it's not as serious as I do or a lot of other people do.
Testing manager Linda Bay says the good thing is, after doing it for months now, they've been able to streamline the process, allowing them to better handle the huge demand.
We've been doing this a long time. Most of the staff out here have been out here for months, so they've got the process down, and we added scanners a while back so we can scan IDs, which makes the process even faster. We've streamlined the process. We worked through a lot of the bugs. Staff have been doing this for a while, so they're really used to it, and things are going smoothly.
You can find updated information about getting COVID-19 testing in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties through links on our website, kclu.org. In Moorpark, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.